KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we're mostly clear skies now and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet this evening in the Media Center at the high school, and during their regular 7:30 p.m. session, the board will act on approving a fiscal year bus lease payment and related transfer of more than $53,520 from the PEPL, or Physical Plant and Equipment Levy, to debt service, and act on approving a bid for the refinishing of the high school gym floor. Other action items on their agenda include approval of a budget guarantee resolution for 2013-2014, an amended fee schedule for the same time period, and kindergarten summer school. The board is also expected to discuss several matters prior to their adjournment, and that includes issues pertaining to a school resource officer and additional teachers for the middle school 7th grade social studies class, a paraprofessional for the middle school special education, and paraprofessional for the high school English as a Second Language, or ESL, and English Language Learner programs. The Atlantic School Board will also discuss the need for additional mobile classroom, the district's technology plan, and the adding of extracurricular activities. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Hi, this is Jesse Swanson with the TV Store, your locally owned Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic. Are you dreading the long car ride on vacation and hearing your kids saying, "Are we there yet?" Well, I have a solution for you. A 4G LTE smartphone from Verizon Wireless. You can keep your kids entertained with many different games that you can put on your 4G LTE smartphone, and you can make sure they know exactly how close you are to your final destination with turn-by-turn directions with the free GPS service that comes on all Droid products. You can even check the weather on the go with a 4G LTE smartphone, as you have internet wherever you go. To get set up with your new 4G LTE smartphone, stop in at the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. We're here to answer any questions you might have about your Verizon Wireless cell phone and provide you with the best possible customer service. Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com. Smartphones require a data package.
Most Iowa lawmakers agree that changes need to be made to the state's system for inspecting school buses, but it's unlikely a bill will pass this year because lawmakers can't agree on what should be done. A bill that would help close loopholes in the inspection system by requiring buses with serious problems to be re-inspected before returning to service passed the Iowa Senate on a 46-2 vote. Some lawmakers now want to shift bus inspections out of the Education Department and into the State Transportation Department. Republican Representative Kevin Kester of Ankeny says that school buses should get the same inspections that commercial vehicles receive. But former lawmaker Mike Cormack, who works for the Education Department, says moving the inspections would only delay needed improvements. Morningside College in Northwest Iowa is investing $13 million in a new classroom building. The project will be the first new academic building on its Sioux City campus since the early 1970s. Morningside is also planning to renovate the Hickman Johnson Furrow Learning Center on campus. The work is scheduled to be ready by the fall of 2014. The project's a part of a $50 million campaign of upgrades at Morningside. School officials say they already have raised $30 million. Morningside Chairman Mike Bennett said the rest of the money will support the library portion of the school's planned academic village. The National Weather Service says an impressive warming trend remains certain across Iowa today into tomorrow. The warmest day is forecast on Tuesday, where near record or record high temperatures are expected or anticipated. Lower to middle 90s for highs will be common over central Iowa tomorrow. And windy southwest winds and very dry and relative humidity will lead to an enhanced fire danger over western and northern Iowa Tuesday afternoon. And a cold front will sweep across the state tomorrow night and provide a slight chance of thunderstorms, with cooler temperatures expected by Wednesday. The Iowa Department of Transportation has announced the release of two new interactive websites for planning travel adventures on Iowa's byways and bicycle trails. Officials say the full-feature sites are ideal for planning trips to explore Iowa's two national scenic byways and nine state scenic and heritage byways, along with Iowa's many bicycle trails that crisscross or complement the byways. The Byways website is www.iowabyways.org, while the bicycle website is www.iowadot.gov/interactive, iowabikemap.htm. There are links to that under our website at kjan.com under this same story, which is on the news tab. Officials say the Iowa Byways interactive website is loaded with information about the byways, including a route description and its history, contact information, and listing of local events, attractions, and travel services. The website is updated regularly by local byway organizations. The Iowa Byways website offers several unique features as well, including a customized search option, planning for trips by selecting events, attractions, and travel services, an option to share an e-postcard, and the creation of a favorites list. While the interactive bicycle map allows you to plan your trip, find bike trail routes and amenities, including rest stops and restaurants, and places for repairs. You can also request a free Iowa transportation map for bicyclists. Elsewhere in the news, a kayaking couple have been rescued from the Des Moines River near Boone. Boone County Search and Rescue and the Boone Fire Department responded to a call Sunday afternoon that a man and his wife had been pinned in their kayaks against a pile of logs. Sheriff's Deputy Brian Pontius said the man's kayak tipped over and was sucked beneath the pile about 30 feet from shore. He managed to pull himself out of the water, though, and onto the logs. His wife's kayak was jammed into the pile. Rescuers threw lines to the couple and then pulled them to safety. The man was treated for signs of hypothermia, but he refused to be hospitalized. No injuries to his wife were reported. Governor Tory Branstad is set to announce his appointment as state auditor to replace David Bout, who quit to take another position. Branstad is scheduled to make the announcement at his weekly news conference sometime this morning. Bout, a Republican who has been elected three times as Iowa's auditor, announced his resignation in April. He's becoming chairman of the Governmental Accounting Standard Boards, which is a national nonprofit accounting board. His new position begins July the 1st. Branstad's appointment will serve until Bout's term expires in November of 2014. Tim Albrecht, a spokesman for Branstad, said officials conducted a thorough search and considered more than a dozen people. As negotiations drag out in the state capitol over how to best provide health coverage for low-income residents, some Iowans are starting to worry about what the debate means for their doctor visits. Kyrie Borsay is one of about 66,000 residents currently enrolled in Iowa Care. It's a limited benefit program funded by the state and federal governments, offered to people with low wages who don't qualify for Medicaid. A Waterloo resident has heard conflicting information about what will happen to the program, and she says she's confused. Just what is next for Borsay and others is unclear. Democrats who control the state Senate favor a Medicaid expansion, but Governor Terry Branstad and Republicans who hold a majority in the House oppose the expansion and have proposed revamping Iowa Care. Over 500 Iowa Republicans in Cedar Rapids this past weekend gave a strong indication they're closely watching developments about Benghazi and how that might impact a presidential campaign of a prominent Democrat. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
A congressional hearing last week focused new attention on the September 11th terrorist attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi that led to the deaths of four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was the keynote speaker at the Iowa GOP's Lincoln Dinner in Cedar Rapids Friday night. He suggests former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton should be held accountable.
First question for Hillary Clinton, where in the hell were the Marines?
Paul says Clinton is guilty of dereliction of duty and that should preclude her from being president. Paul himself is considering a bid for the White House in 2016. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And there have been a few watches, but no tornadoes have touched down in Iowa this year. In fact, it's been almost a full year since Iowa's seen a twister. Meteorologist Jeff Johnson at the National Weather Service said the state is about to set a new record for the longest period of time being tornado-free.
We never thought we'd even come close to breaking this record. The last tornado that occurred in Iowa was back on May 24, 2012, up in Fayette County. And in the central part of the state, you have to go all the way back to early May of last year, May 4th, there was one up in Winnebago County. So it's been a long time since we've had a tornado here in this area.
In more than 60 years of record-keeping on tornadoes in Iowa, he says there's never been a twister-free run this long.
Tornado records go back to 1950 that are somewhat categorical. Now, anything beyond 1980 would be much more accurate, but in that time period since 1950, if we get through Tuesday, it would be the longest stretch without a tornado in the state.
And there are two primary reasons, Johnson says, why we have not been inundated with tornado warnings in the state for so many months.
First of all, last year, of course, we had the drought, and that minimized the number of thunderstorms and as well as severe weather. So that was part of it. Now, this year, it hasn't been the drought. In fact, we've been wet. So it's been the fact we've been under a very cool and wet spring, which has not been conducive to storms which are capable of producing tornadoes either.
And Johnson warns that more than half of the typical year's worth of tornadoes that hit Iowa appear in May and June. By this date, in a normal year, the state would have already recorded 12 twisters. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the two brothers of the Cleveland man accused of holding three women captive in his house for years say their brother is a monster and that he hoped that he rots in jail. On Island, Pedro Castro told CNN in an interview that they want the three women to know how sorry they are for their ordeal. The brothers were initially taken into custody but released after investigators said there was no evidence against them. Ariel Castro is being held on $8 million bond. Analysts say some Americans could be paying hundreds of dollars a month for prescriptions under President Obama's new health care law. They say states that are trying to keep premiums low are allowing insurers to charge patients a hefty share of the cost of expensive medicines known as specialty drugs. For example, a cancer patient in California could pay $2,000 a month to take the drug Gleevec. Americans increased their spending in April at retail businesses, buying more cars and clothes after cutting purchases in March. The Commerce Department said retail sales edged up 0.1% in April, and that's an improvement from the 0.5% decline in March, which was the largest in 9 months. Military officials in Bangladesh say they don't expect to find any more bodies in the wreckage of an 8-story garment factory building that collapsed nearly 3 weeks ago. Workers have recovered 1,127 bodies, with the last body pulled out of the rubble last night. A special prayer service will be held tomorrow to honor the dead. News time is 8:11.
Spring has finally sprung. And we here at the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, have everything you need to enjoy the outdoors and stay in touch with your favorite TV programs at the same time.
Technology can sometimes be hard to keep up with, but we're here to save the day by introducing Hopper with Sling. Hopper with Sling gives you access to your favorite Dish programming, including DVR recordings, anywhere you are, via smartphone, tablet, or laptop computer. As long as you have high-speed internet connection at home and an internet connection on your wireless device, you can watch TV right in the palm of your hand, so you'll never have to miss your favorite program or sports team again.
The TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, can get you access to all these great features today. Come in and explore the possibilities at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
ETFN, cut off for now.
Dish Internet requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Janice Whalen, age 68, who's formerly of Avoca, died October 5th. Graveside services for Janice Whalen will be this morning at 10:30 at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Coral Lentz, age 97, of Adele, died Thursday. Funeral services for Coral Lentz will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Elizabeth Rao, age 106, of Erling, died Wednesday. A mass of Christian burial service for Elizabeth Rao will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Troy Wheelock, age 51, of Anita, died Saturday. Funeral services for Troy Wheelock will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita is in charge of the arrangements. Irene Mulhern, age 98, formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Graveside services for Irene Mulhern will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Joan Knutter, age 69, formerly of Anita, died Thursday in Springfield, Missouri. Memorial services for Joan Knutter will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.